Italian rescue divers have recovered another body from the wreck of a luxury yacht that sank in a storm off the Italian island of Sicily. Yesterday, divers retrieved four other bodies. Let's speak to journalist Josephine McKenna, who's based in Italy and following the story. Good morning, Josephine.
Good morning, Paul.
Can you remind us how many people were on this boat before it sank and how many have now been accounted for?
We had 15 passengers and crew that were rescued and seven were missing. So overall, there were 22 on the boat, passengers and crew. For the last 2 days, 3 days, they've been searching for six missing. One body, the body of the chef, was found outside the sunken yacht. And they've so far recovered five bodies and there's one unaccounted for.
And could you describe the mechanism and the way in which they're actually able to retrieve the bodies from the yacht, because it is some way down on the seabed?
Yes, it's been a very complicated search and rescue operation. Many of these divers were involved in, excuse me, the search on the Costa Concordia in 2012, which you'll remember off the coast of Giglio. this boat was the current boat was at a depth of 50 metres. They were restricted, many of them, to times of 12 minutes in the water until they had some deep sea divers arrive, and they could stay at a depth of 50 metres for 20 minutes. But they were also helped by a robotic device which searched the bottom of the boat to try and determine where the victims were inside the vessel. Now, the main thing was there was so much debris and furnishings blocking their way and very narrow corridors. So it did take quite a bit of time with all those dives to actually get to the cabins where the victims are believed to have been found.
And do emergency services have confidence that they will be able to find the last victim, or is that just unclear?
Look, I think they're very close to finding that last victim. They've done very well in the last 24 hours to recover five bodies. And I haven't had confirmation, but I'm pretty sure it won't take them much longer to find that final body.
And hopefully that is the case. You know, and then the investigation into just exactly what went wrong with this tragedy is really going to kick in. Can you just remind us once again what a waterspout is and just exactly how it accounted for this yacht?
Well, this is a very strange weather event, and prosecutors will be asking questions and looking for evidence to indicate whether this wind spurt, this sudden tornado in the middle of a storm at 4 o'clock in the morning, actually brought the boat under, or whether there was human error, whether there was a fault in the construction of the yacht. They're asking these questions. They've already interviewed the captain for 2 hours, and they will be conducting interviews with the other survivors in the coming days.
Because the yacht manufacturers had said this boat was sort of one of the safest boats in the world, so it has raised questions as to how it could have sunk in a matter of minutes.
That's right. And I think many questions are being asked about that, whether the crew failed to acknowledge the weather warnings. Many of the fishermen were looking at the weather, the storms, and refusing to go out to work that morning because they thought it was too dangerous. Was the boat simply in the wrong place at the wrong time? We also had a bizarre weather event like this on Lake Maggiore last year, where four people died in a similar kind of wind tornado that swept across the lake. So the prosecutors will be asking whether this was a weather event or whether there was human error or something wrong with the construction of the boat.
Just one final question. There is some speculation this morning as to the identity of the person whose body is still missing. Is there anything that you can confirm?
Look, I'm unwilling to speculate about that because we haven't had formal confirmation. I understand autopsies are being conducted and relatives are being asked to identify the bodies that have been brought in. So we'll find out more about that today.
Josephine McKenna, journalist based in Italy, thank you very much for joining us.